Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware. You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Sarah Bivens.
And I'm Matthew Bivens.
And this is the Doing It at Home podcast, the only podcast dedicated to empowering, loving, and honest conversations around home birth. What started as a fun way for us to document our own home birth journey has turned into a platform for sharing birth stories, resources, and education with the goal of empowering mamas and families to make the birth decisions that work best for them.
Plus, we get into the antics, breakdowns, and breakthroughs of our own experience of marriage and parenthood.
All right. You ready, babe?
Yep. Let's do it, mama.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. I'm Sarah Bivens. Over here is Matthew Bivens.
What's up, beautiful?
Hey, so that means it's Doing It at Home podcast time.
I can barely see your face.
Really? Because of my huge mic thing?
Yeah, you've got the little screen in front of you.
Do I have like a Bane thing going on?
Can you do a Bane voice?
Let me try. Hang on. This is the Doing It at Home podcast. How's that?
That was awesome.
Babies. Cool. Give me something new for me. Something to try out. What's going on?
Yeah.
It's episode
200.
200. Hundreds. 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 200.
It's crazy. 200 episodes.
Really exciting. And at the top of a new year, too, which is really cool.
Is it the first episode of the year?
It is.
Well, we missed last week.
We didn't miss last week. We missed Tuesday. Because we kind of told people we would be in a limbo process as we get through the beginning of the year, and then we'll come in strong.
Episode 200 happens to be the first
of 2019.
That's awesome.
Yep. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah. Happy New
to
Year.
You and yours. Hope everyone had a magical, safe, fun holiday season.
Yeah,
I know we did, and it's great to be back. It's great to be back and talking with you. We did do a dialogue last week of you and me, but that was the first in a while. So now doing this again, it's like, oh yeah, wow.
I know.
Hi, hey you.
We did it in the car.
We did in the car. Yep, in my driveway of my mom's house.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, it's end of the year stuff. Holidays and everything and keeping the show floating. We just hadn't done a solo episode in a while.
Yeah.
We did a lot of republishing and all that. So to knock out two of them in a week is awesome. And for it to be 199 and 200 is even cooler.
200. Really cool. So we're going to talk about some cool things, reflecting on past 200, past year, really 2018.
Yeah.
And then a couple of cool things to look forward to in 2019 and just a lot of gratitude for our entire community. But before we hop into that, a couple of announcements that we want to share with you all. First off, where you can find and connect with us. So you can connect with us multitude of ways, right? You can go to our Instagram at DIAH Podcast. You can go to our website, DIAHpodcast.com. You can drop us questions. You can contact us through our website, suggestions for the show, things you'd like to hear from us, see from us, whatever, and how you listen to us.
The suggestions are
oh my gosh,
big. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So send us.
Appreciate them a lot.
Yeah. Send us emails and tell us what you want to hear, like specific episode topics.
Yes.
Like, hey, I would love for you guys to talk about blank.
Right.
And if we can talk about it ourselves, great. Otherwise, we'll go fishing and find some mamas or experts who can jump in and chime in on different things.
On blank. Yes, we will find the blank experts.
Yeah.
And how you listen to us. So obviously there is iTunes, Google Play, all of the podcast players, but then there's also Parents On Demand Network, the network of podcasts that we are a part of, the family, the community of awesome shows, awesome content for you, really geared towards parenting specifically, from all things of, you know, conception to birth to postpartum and parenting. A lot of really great, rich information for you there in Parents On Demand. And there's an app for Parents On Demand, and it is iOS and Android. So go to parentsondemand.com or download the app, check out our show in there, and check out all the other really amazing shows in there too. So that's Parents On Demand.
Yes.
Another thing, there's going to be a cool event here in Atlanta next weekend. So Saturday, let me make sure I have my dates right. Saturday, January 12th, here in Atlanta at Emory, the nursing college, actually, there's going to be a screening of These Are My Hours, the amazing documentary film. We spoke with the creator of the film as well as the subject of the film on the show, and there's going to be a screening of it, and I'm going to be there. I'm pretty sure Matthew's going to be there too. We'll see about the sitter situation, but I'm definitely going to be there. I'm going to be moderating a panel discussion that happens after. It's going to be a really cool event. It's in the evening. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. So get your sitters and come watch These Are My Hours. Really a transformative film to watch and to just experience. So
it's powerful.
Yeah, for real though. So you don't want to miss it. And then plus, you know, the people you'll get to interact with and connect with there. Emily, the subject of the film, will be there. And just a bunch of really cool people like me. I'm pretty cool. I did a cool Bane impression. You know it must be true.
I think you're pretty cool.
Thanks. I'm including a link to the Eventbrite page for you in the show notes. So go check that out. Tickets are $10 to $15, depending on what type of ticket you get. And go to this event. Check it out. Connect with us, with me. Yeah. Anything else to add to that? It's going to be really cool. I'm excited.
That's going to be awesome. You're emceeing. So,
Atlanta or greater Atlanta area peeps, put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
And thirdly, another live event that I want to share with you, that I'm going to be a part of this really amazing retreat going on in Boston next month. So February 24th and 5th. No, 23rd and 4th. So 23rd and 4th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. It's a two-day event hosted by Hehe Stewart of Tranquility by Hehe. Hehe is a friend of the DIAH podcast.
Yes, she is.
She was on the show back in episode 134. She is an amazing doula and maternity concierge, and she's putting on this event and asked me to be a part of it. And I was really excited to contribute. So I'm going to be doing a section of the retreat on the second day. So it's divided up in between parents who are expecting on day one, and then day two is parents with kids. So, you know, postpartum and all that great stuff. And if you can imagine, I'm going to be talking about balance and motherhood. So that's going to be my spiel. But I'm also including a link to that event, the sign up and just all the information about it. There's a ton of stuff that they're going to be doing, from yoga to a lot of stuff around training for labor and for birth, and alternative naturopathic, you know, health and alternative medicine. It's going to be really dope. So yeah, there's going to be a link to it in the show notes as well. And if you use the code RELAXWITHSARAH, that lets them know I sent you there, and then you will also get $5 off your ticket. So you can go one day or you can go both days, but either way, you can use that code and get that sweet discount. And if you are in the Boston area, it should be a no-brainer that you are going and that I will see you there. Or if you're in the extended, or even don't live anywhere near Boston, really great reason to have a little mama getaway.
Heck yeah,
by yourself, stay in a hotel, not have tiny humans tugging at you, yelling at you, whatever. Or if you are pregnant, great little mini baby moon for yourself,
yeah,
kind of thing. So really just take a moment to think about investing in yourself and going to a really cool event, meeting some cool people and having an awesome experience. So that's going to be the Balancing Motherhood Retreat in Boston. And I will be there.
You will be there. You'll be rocking it. It'll be awesome. I'll be holding it down here.
Yes.
And I'll be excited to see videos and hear all about it.
Yeah. Really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's our announcements, Mr. Bivens.
Sweet.
you know.
Is that it? Is that the whole episode?
Are we done? Can we just go? That's it? Funny.
Wah, wah, wah.
Okie dokie. We already talked about, holy shit, episode 200. So go ahead and already put an explicit
I was like, yeah, now
this episode.
Now it's explicit.
Whatever. People know by now.
You've done that several times in the past 200
episodes.
I was
like, ha ha. The whole episode would have been fine, except I said it now. So in your face, Bivens.
Yeah, because I got to go edit all this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you can bleep it out if you want. You can do that. Bleep it out.
I've never bleeped anything. I just cut it right out.
Just do it. Oh, you'll just cut it.
Yeah.
What if I just throw in a bunch of expletives right now? Just make your life.
It's an explicit episode for sure.
All right. Well, I give you permission. I can commit to no more curse words and you can put a little bleep in it. How about that?
No, it's okay. Express yourself.
Whatever.
Express yourself.
Express yourself. Thank you. Let's start with that. Can we just start for a second with the immense amount of gratitude that we have for this entire community, for you listening right now, for anyone who's been on the show, listened to the show, shared an episode, liked a post even. You know, maybe you haven't even listened before, but you've just kind of been in the atmosphere, the out there circles of the community. Just thank you. I can't believe, but I also can't believe that like we're here. And at this place and at 200 episodes and just the, I'm consistently overwhelmed in a really great way with the outreach we receive, the people we get to speak with, the, intimacy and the special, like really magical moments that people share with us and let us in into their lives. It's just, it's wow. If you really take a second to like, let it all seep in, it's like,
it's a lot.
All the feels.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I want to give a big thanks to every single mom and dad and partner and family member who's ever been on the show sharing your story. Because for me, this podcast changed around episode 10 or 11 tremendously when we started to share other stories.
Yeah. It took a whole new.
That's when it the trajectory shifted and we really opened up what I think is the magic of this podcast, which is, you know, bringing in stories of all types. And no matter what is happening in the story, we, through the space that we create and the conversations we have with those involved, we create, you know, we find the empowering nuggets. We find the strength and the courage and the beauty within all of it.
Yeah.
Even some of the stories that have made both of us cry, because those, we've had those as well.
Yes.
And within them are just, there's takeaways that people, you know, when they stop listening and they quit listening, like it resonates. It's like a ringing that lasts, you know? And so I'm so grateful to every person who's come on this podcast and who's opened up authentically and completely and been vulnerable, because in doing that, you give every single one of us an opportunity to grow.
Yeah.
To heal. To
change the narrative on birth.
To change it, yeah. Yeah.
So evolve it even, you know, whatever.
Super grateful for everybody who's come on. And then for everybody listening.
Hell yeah.
For each one of you listening, it's amazing to see, wow, like you're checking this show out and the show's been growing steadily for 2 years. And, you know, it's, and then start receiving more and more feedback, right? The amount of feedback we receive now versus a year ago is just, you know, many, many, many multipliers. And it's incredible hearing how you all are engaging and interacting with the show, how it's touching you, how you're using it. I mean, we've said this several times, but some of you all have shared that you listen to the podcast while you're in your labor. That will always blow my mind.
Yeah.
And that's so cool that you would share that with us,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that is a huge deposit within each Sarah and I. And so we're extraordinarily grateful for that.
Yeah.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Along with gratitude, it's cool to look towards, you know, what's next, right? What's next for us in 2019 and the show and you and me and our family. A couple things come to mind.
I was going to say, are you making an announcement?
No, I'm not making an announcement. Oh my gosh.
That's what it sounded like.
No, just our lives, you know, because people, you know, it's cool when we do get the emails, the messages, whatever they are, you know, they're like, thank you for obviously the content and the specific things we talk about, but just a lot of appreciation for you and me and how, you know, we are together and, you know, what we're creating and who we are for each other and just even how we banter and back and forth like that, you know, people appreciate that. And I'm super, super grateful for that acknowledgement as well. And it, you know, just inspires me to keep up my game, so to speak, as an individual and to make sure I'm continuously working on myself and that, you know, you and I are working together in the best, most powerful way, because that translates, you know, it translates beyond just what we're talking about or the information we're giving. You know, there's an energy we put off. There's a environment that's created by what happens when we turn on these mics and we start talking. So, yeah, just people are a part of our lives too. You know, people know a lot more intimate things about our lives than I ever imagined this many people to know. Or there are listeners of the show that know more about our lives probably than most of my family members. So, yeah. You know, just speaking to the intimacy of that. But no special announcements just yet.
But we are cooking up some cool stuff.
We are. So what I already see happening and is in the pot are some new t-shirts, some new shirt designs for our Bonfire page. You can go to bonfire.com/store/DIAH podcast, or you can go in the show notes. I'll include a link there too. But check out the swag shop. It's been really cool to get the response there, to see people wearing their shirts, repping their doing it at home pride. So we're going to have some new stuff coming out there.
New swag.
And then the book, the Doing It at Home book, is in progress, almost complete. And it is our full intention to put it out there in some way for you this year. So that'll be cool.
Yeah. And the book is cool because last year at some time we polled you all. We asked you, what do you want to see next from us?
We did.
And the top two things were swag, merchandise, and a book. And so we got to work on both of those things. And Sarah's been just committed to putting her genius into this book. And, you know, she's been working on it just tirelessly for most of 2018.
Yeah.
And which has been really cool. You know, along with hosting her podcast and building, you know, the other products that you're building and working with your clients, your one-on-one coaching clients, like, and being a mom.
Yeah, raising a human.
And being a wife. And being yourself. You have a lot of different things that you've been doing, and you've shown up powerfully in all those different roles. Mm. And so the book is, it's going to have so much magic in it, so much wisdom in it, so much insight, so many insights in it. Humor, all of the stuff that makes you amazing. So I'm super excited for that book to come out because it's gonna just continue to impact.
Thanks, love. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm excited. So that's right now just some of what is on deck in the pipeline. All the other ways in which you can express something's coming. There's pipelines, it's cooking, it's brewing, percolating. Yeah. There's all the ways you can there's a lot of ways to express that.
And you know what? I think even beyond doing it at home, because you and I wear other hats.
We do.
And this podcast is not our business.
Right.
You know, we created this show because we really wanted to give back and passion. And we've been passionately doing that for you know, over 2 years. But our businesses are different. And for you, one of the most exciting things that I've seen with you in the past several months is as you've begun to, you know, you already had a really fantastic idea of who you were working with, and you had built a great business around, you know, working with moms. But there's been an additional area, kind of like a greater degree of focus that you are stepping into and have been for a while now. And that's really connecting with moms who have lost the connection with that sexual side of them.
Yeah.
And that is definitely worth talking about, because through the process of becoming a mother is when I think, well, you can speak to it better than I can, but that process of becoming a mother can help magnify the disconnect.
Oh yeah.
Right? Like the disconnect between your sexual self. So the fact that you're really, you know, wrapping your arms, embracing those moms and the work you do as a balanced lifestyle coach and the work that you do, you know, with the products you're creating and in your other podcast is awesome and absolutely can and will impact those moms listening to this podcast. Mm.
Thank you. I appreciate you mentioning that. Yeah, just because I get it, because I've experienced it, you know, or I've experienced where it could go, or, you know, I've seen it kind of creep up and I'm like, ah, okay, that's a potential thing. Like, ooh, like, word that landmine and, you know, gingerly walk across that onto the next thing. It seems very, doesn't make sense, but yet for so many of us, the vagina can shut down after birth. And yet birth is this, you know, expansive, transformative thing. And then yet for a lot of us, because of so many things, our societal programming, how we're raised, our past experiences or pains or traumas, you know, create this thing where, and I just did a podcast episode actually for Balance and Motherhood today about this earlier. I'm like in the zone of that motherhood and sexuality become very separate, even though you wouldn't have one without the other. But they just become these separate entities that don't go well together. In fact, they're seen kind of as oil and water. And it's my intention through how I live my life, firstly, because I have to be doing it, right? I have to be walking my talk. I have to be practicing. So firstly, just who I am for myself and my family and you and all of that. But then what I'm able to create as far as an environment for women, particularly young mothers, because I feel like if you start the practice, if you strengthen those muscles, metaphoric ones I'm talking about, to have an empowered, healthy relationship to your sexuality while embracing motherhood, that they can be all together, that it can be an all-inclusive experience, that just sets everyone up for so much success for the moms, for our children, for our partners, for our extended communities and families. So I'm very keen on supporting women, helping young mothers to own their sexuality, get that sexy back, you know, whatever it is for you, to embrace that, to express that. And through a process of really balancing out this badass quality of mamas and this like get stuff done and, you know, who we show up for our kids as is like such an amazing, powerful thing. Like we learn things about ourselves through motherhood and through being an advocate through our children, for our children, even when they're in utero, things that we didn't even know were there or we didn't know we were capable of. So taking that energy, funneling that into this sexual goddess, and that you can be that and an amazing mom. In fact, you are a better mom when you're in touch with that. Yeah. So, you know, it's a great space to be in, especially when you're pregnant, planning for birth. And then even in that initial postpartum, you know, those first couple years, to be thinking about that, to stay connected to that spirit, to that essence. And that I found a lot of my life changed when I equated my sexual energy and my sexual health with the quality of the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. So that was big for me and eye-opening and a turning point. So with that, it's like, okay, I have to share this now. You know, I have to create this space for other women. So there's gonna be a lot of cool stuff coming up in 2019 from that respect as well. And it certainly overlaps into the Doing It at Home community. So best believe I'm gonna be sharing everything that pops up there. Cool. So can we chat for a second about some highlights from 2018
and just
go through that for a second? Because hot damn, 2018 was a cool year. First thing that I just have to mention is the show turned two years old along with Maya, because they're a few days apart.
Yeah. When the show, let's see, I'll pull it up right now. I got it right in front of me.
First episode.
Let's see. I want to find the date of the first episode.
I think it was like September 10th.
Really? The day before she was born?
It was something like that, or like 2 days after.
We're going to find out. I'm going to pull it up. This happened in real time, people.
Do, 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 do,
let's see. Do, let's see. Do, let's see. Do, all right, everybody, do, while you're listening, make a guess. When do you think the podcast
Okay, when do you think out? The podcast was birthed?
All right, it was, you're saying September what? You said 10?
Yeah, but something tells me it actually launched, like went out of iTunes like 2 days after.
It was on September 9.
What? Dang, yeah. I was wrong on both of my guesses.
So,
really, September 9.
So we 9, launched 9. The show on the 9th, and then we had a couple of episodes that came out on the 15th.
Okay.
And then we had a couple more that came out on the 20th.
All right. And then from there, we batched them because we had been recording while we were pregnant.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Okay, well, both our babies turned 2. And that was pretty awesome. But then I think what was also an awesome thing that came with that is I felt it was the time. I felt inspired on my second birthday to open the vaults of our birth experience. And I shared really intimate videos and photos. And that was just a really big moment for me in 2018 as it relates to doing it at home and as it relates to just remembering my birth experience and everything. Just the overwhelming flood of love and appreciation and affirmation for sharing it. Was woo.
Was that on your personal or doing it at home?
Our doing it at home Instagram, is where I shared that. And we had a lot of people coming out saying, you know, I had been wondering if you were ever going to share this. So like we had people who had been following us since the beginning, you know, who had no visual audio representation, you know, of our birth other than of course we've shared it in very great detail, but you know, to see it, I think people really appreciated that. And I was just very humbled by that response. So that was a big moment for me and definitely a highlight as it relates to the show and last year.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole lot of, it takes courage to share that, you know, it's like one thing.
Oh, I had a few moments that, like,
of course you did.
You know, finger hovering over the post button, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because it's, you know, there's nothing.
There's breasts that are exposed.
Well, yeah, there's just nothing hiding.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a big moment for me. So I just had to start off with that. And then, man, episode highlights from guests we had on the show to, you know, the birth stories that we've shared. We touched a lot of things. And what I think it was cool, and I know it's just going to continue to happen in this next year, was firsts, you know, so things we hadn't really had on the show before, and then things that were very unique and yet also super relatable. So, you know, an experience of someone that I have no context for, I've never experienced anything like that, but yet you can get something from someone's story because various things like a mom of 11.
Yeah.
We had that on the show. Variations of family. We had our first same-sex couple on the show, and then subsequently more after that. And I know we're going to continue to have more, but talking about insemination, and home birth. We hadn't talked about that before.
No, we hadn't.
VBACs, HBACs, free births, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my.
All the stuff.
We had more sex episodes, which I know people really appreciated and connected with.
I like those, by the way. I think we could come up with some more.
Okay. Let's do it. Right now.
At home.
Yes, doing it at home. We talked about our future family planning. We talked about, you know, what we're seeing as far as that, what we would do differently in future births, you know, how we see our family growing. We talked about that. We touched on postpartum more because that was something that when we reached out to listeners, they wanted to hear more of at one point in time. It might have been in the survey. If not, it was at some point I remember saying, you know, more postpartum. Breastfeeding. Had our first episode in Spanish. Which was super dope.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I would like to do more different languages as well. So if there are bilingual mamas out there who could tell us in English and then tell us in, you know, their native tongue, I'm so open to that. I think that's,
you know,
such
that
a cool
would be
thing.
Awesome. For some reason, German just popped in my mind. But like, that would be really cool because the way that you did the Spanish one, you know, you didn't have a lot to say, right? She just kind of said,
yes,
said
I didn't.
I would say proficient.
I can't even say I can't even speak English. I would say I'm proficient in Spanish. However, I did not feel fully confident to have a dialogue with her necessarily. So I just held the space and I listened and I could pretty much follow everything that she was saying. But yeah, I just let her, you know, kind of like fireside story time. Like she just told the story after we had published the English version where I did engage, but I think it'd just be so cool
with so many different so
countries, languages.
If you would like to share your birth story in your native tongue or any language other than English, hit us up because what we'll do is we'll do the English version and then you can just go and just whatever Swahili, whatever it is, that would be super cool.
Yeah. So
let's do more of those.
Yeah, that very fun. So that was cool for me. I did say the intro to the episode in Spanish. I would not have any confidence in doing it in any other language, though. So I will get someone else to do the other ones. But I did do the Spanish one.
If somebody wants to write out the intro, I'll read it in another language that I don't know how to speak.
I don't think that's a great idea.
No? I'd like to try.
Okay. Well, we'll just do one for ourselves and not publish it.
Just do it for me and then I'll listen to myself and then we'll destroy it.
Yep. Some really cool names too, as far as experts and leaders in the birth world. A couple that really stuck out for me were Maren Green of Indie Birth, Lindsay Bliss of Carriage House, Carriage House Birth, and Carson Meyer, the lovely young actress doula.
Those were all fun interviews.
Yeah. There's, you know, I'm just so blessed with who we're able to influence to come into our space and share their time and their gifts with us. It's really cool. All types of mamas, families, personalities, even touching on, you know, you said earlier stories that might bring up emotion. So stories of real stuff from loss to grief, you know, there's a space for all of it because it's all important and all valid.
Yeah, it is. It's all, you know, they're all experiences.
Yeah. And one of the biggest things I appreciate about our birth stories and about what we create here on the show is, you know, I said different mamas, different personalities. You can find a home birth story, a home birth mama family that comes from any which different perspective or experience or style. So the moms who love the research and dig in deep and want the evidence-based information and will read the studies and all of that. And then there's ones who just kind of move with intuition and move with what feels great for them. And then any and all in between. So I just love that you can find within our archives something that resonates with you as far as how you're going to move forward into your birth. And even if home birth isn't the route you want to take, you can still get something from, like when I'm in some of the birth groups on Facebook that I'm a part of, you know, I'll throw them doing it at home or throw an episode, even if they're not necessarily going the home birth route, because you can still get something so amazing out of it.
I'm curious what the percentage of episodes in our podcast are that are actual home births. A lot of them. Well, I know there's the majority, but majority, you know, 51%. So
more than that.
Because we have a solid amount of non-home birth stories because we you know, we support you having a baby wherever you want
right.
to. Right. And we talk about how it's kind of like a home birth mentality that we're behind, which yeah. is all about, you know, having the birth that you want, having the people present that you want, doing the things that you want, advocating for yourself, educating yourself. It's all of that stuff that to us goes into making that beautiful, you know, birth experience, making it the way that you want. And yeah, we did a home birth, and we happened to interview a lot of people who also did home births. But there's a you know, good amount of interviews that aren't home birth. I was just curious what the percentage would be.
You go do that math and come back to us next week.
I don't know if I want to.
Go through every episode.
That's a lot of episodes. It's 200 of them.
200. Yep. So minimum it'll take you
like another 2 years.
200 seconds.
Nothing takes me 200 seconds.
Okay.
I don't know what that.
What does that mean? Even mean? What are you doing?
Well, depending on how you reacted, it was gonna either gonna be a great joke or it was gonna be a terrible one. Burm, 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 burm. I took the risk.
Oh, yeah, high risk, high reward, right? You're so brave.
You love saying that. You're so brave.
You're so brave.
I think that came up like a dozen times.
You're a hero among men.
Trip. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Bivens. Do you
that's how we're ending
else?
This thing on a terrible joke?
Pretty much.
Oh man.
Yep.
That's 200 for you.
Sorry.
Is your Bane?
Yeah, that's my Bane.
Yeah, you can bookend this podcast with your Bane voice.
Yes, yes.
Welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast.
I'm getting into this. I might have to keep this going. Might bring this into the bedroom.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I'll bring some of my terrible characters into the bedroom,
oh,
too.
Yours are horrible. Okay, yeah. We have to stop this. You guys... Trust me, you don't want this to go any further. If you have questions about anything that we talked about today, if again, you know, Matthew said the suggestions for the show, even just to say hi, we love all of that. Hit us up, DIAH Podcast on Instagram. We have Facebook as well, Doing It at Home. And then we have a private group for the community, Doing It at Home Birth Group. And our website, of course, DIAHpodcast.com. And you can contact us through there.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. Cool. Well, I'm Sarah Bivens. This is Matthew Bivens.
This has been 200 episodes.
200.
Woo.
Bye.
Peace.
Quick note about the Doing It at Home podcast. Matthew and I are not doctors or medical professionals, and nothing we say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. If you have medical or health-related questions, please take them to a trained professional. We're here simply to entertain you with stories and conversations about pregnancy, birth, and parenthood.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved. Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.